The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, great. Ah, welcome, everyone. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, wherever you are in the world right now and joining us. Ah, so for this moment's practice together for this happy hour, I thought about doing a nourishing metta. A metta is always nourishing, but to really putting the emphasis today on the instructions on nourishing our bodies, our hearts, our minds, and with that in mind, I would be doing perhaps a bit longer, the silence would be longer so that we can really settle in and take time at the beginning. We always do, but maybe even more so, to really settle in with the body and with the breath. Just a sense of nourishing, with the emphasis on the nourishment of being with the body and the breath. So the practice might seem like it's always the same. We bring ourselves or somebody else in mind and cultivate goodness, wishing well. And the nuances could be slightly different. And the nuances, really perhaps tuning into, if it's available, but how nourishing, how rejuvenating, what is source of healing. That's the word I'm looking for, source of healing for the body and mind. This practice of metta can be here and now, right here, right now. And it doesn't have to be difficult. I've heard from some students in the past that they only felt that metta is working when they're landing or connecting some challenging emotions and really giving themselves metta or somebody else. And it doesn't have to be that way. It can be gentle. It can be like a cool, calming breeze, or when you're hot, if you jump into a cool spring of water that just really nourishes your body. So it can just be gentle. It can be nourishing. So that's the emphasis we're going to have. And if that's available today, great. And if it's not, that's perfectly fine too. A lot of times we don't have choice as to what arises. Maybe challenges arise and you need to be with them with compassion, with self-compassion. So those are the invitations. And of course, whatever arises in your practice, as long as you turn to it with kindness, then you're doing this practice right. It's about cultivating kindness. So cultivating kindness, goodwill, friendliness, ease. With respect to whatever comes up, even if it's a crowd of sorrows that visit you during this practice, instead of having a conflictual relationship, go away, I'm trying to have easy metta. That doesn't quite work. That makes it conflictual. That makes it harder. So if challenges arise, can you be kind to the challenges, to yourself for having those challenges? If the mind is distracted and all over the place, instead of trying to get away from it in order to have a meditation, embrace the distracted Buddha. This moment the distracted Buddha is sitting and practicing. Oh, hello, dear. This is what it's like right now. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be well. So having kindness and ease with whatever is arising. So with that as our setup, I would like to invite you to get into your meditation posture. Let's begin. So if you need to move, to shift, moving from a chair to a cushion, or if you need to lie down, see what your body needs. Ah. I'm landing in this moment. Landing. And the sensations of the body. Noticing if there is any fatigue or any tension, any pain, any lack of comfort anywhere in the body. And opening to it, embracing it, not turning away. Ah. Allowing awareness, the knowing to be, this comforting, healing, salve. That is applied, that turns towards any area of the body that's tight or hurting or tense. And I invite you to be your inner Dharma coach. And starting with your face, with your forehead and jaw, and moving piece by piece down throughout your body, bringing gentle, kind attention, awareness to all parts of your body with this healing salve that's the awareness. On your own in silence. Let's begin together. Inviting each and every part of the body to relax and soften. Systematically, starting from your head, your face, down to neck and shoulders, arms, chest, abdomen, sit bones, legs and feet. In your own time, staying with whatever part of the body needs more attention. Taking your time. No rush. inviting your whole body to receive the breath and to feel soothed. As if this healing self, healing self, is gently being rubbed all over your body. This healing self that is awareness. Awareness of all parts of the body inside. Healing self being your awareness, your kind awareness, kindly aware of the whole body, internally, externally, the breath moving through. Relaxing, releasing, healing. One breath at a time, as if the awareness mixed with the breath had this magical healing power, this kind awareness to heal. To rejuvenate. Transform. Checking in with the body, allowing it to be relaxed, inviting it to be soft. If any tension has crept in. Relaxing, letting go with the next out breath. Now imagining as if the breath was moving in and out of the heart center, the center of the chest. Your heart is on the left, the heart center, proverbial heart center, in the middle of your chest. Imagine your breath is being breathed through the center of your chest. And the breath, as it's breathed through the heart center, it's also healing the heart. This healing, calming, soothing. Capacity of the breath moving through the heart center. This awareness now in the middle of your chest with the breath. Oh, kind awareness. Metta, intertwined with awareness. Healing, soothing, the soothing self for your heart. Especially if there have been challenges. Not to get into them in this moment, but just to hold yourself, hold your own heart as the breath moves in and out. Each breath bringing more healing and soothing, comfort and care. And then spreading throughout the body. Especially if any parts of the body need care and attention. So you can decide your heart, your emotions need more care, more metta. You can keep your focus there. Or if your body needs more care, more soothing. And keep your awareness, your kind awareness. More in the body. Maybe shared so that the in-breath, the attention is at the heart center. Then it spreads through the body, this healing feeling, healing energy. Then at the exhale again, it exits through the heart center. You decide what's best for you. If too confusing, just stay the breath in the chest, calming, soothing your heart. With each breath, stay there. with each breath that's received, allowing a sense of care, comfort, soothing, healing to be received in your heart and in your whole body. And if you notice stories, thoughts arising, not a problem. Instead of having a sense of conflict with them, can you relax some more? Can you relax your body? Become aware of the thinking pattern, the thoughts, the plans, the stories. With kindness, with kind eyes, as if you were gazing onto them with kindness. It's okay. It's okay. And inviting the thoughts to rest and be a part of your practice, to receive kindness and care and soothing. Kind awareness, loving awareness. Non-conflictual relationship with the thoughts, with thinking. It's like this right now. It's okay. If we're not in conflict with what arises, it can be easy. There can be ease in our practice, being aware, but without conflict. relishing, enjoying, taking delight in the momentum of silence and the healing breath, intertwined with loving awareness. And for the last moments of this practice, letting there be a sense of appreciation for yourself, regardless of the outcome. Whatever arose or did not arise, if the mind was distracted, sleepy, it's all okay. You've tried, you've sat. Offering deep appreciation for yourself without attachment to outcome. Appreciation. In fact, maybe even putting our palm in our heart center, which we've been working with this practice period, and just connecting with yourself and appreciating yourself, this being that is you, that has showed up, to practice. Whatever came up is not your responsibility. Connecting with the goodness within you, of your intention. Thank you for your practice. I'd like to invite all of us, if you'd like to share any reflections. You can either type them in chat. I'm changing the settings so that you can chat with everyone if you wish, or to unmute yourself. And I'll start, get us started by saying that for me, what's coming up with this practice period, it's a sense of calm and deep nourishment. The silence and the goodwill, the care, the comfort, the soothing intertwined with awareness and with the breath. And the silence, the momentum of that can build up to this nourishing sense of the body, the mind. Feeling held. And that's what's coming up for me right now. So thank you. Ruth from Pacifica offers nourishing metta. Antidote to my heart's grief felt today. Thank you, Ruth. Thank you for sharing that. Tom offers, thank you, Nikki. I'm so happy I found the Sangha. You always put me at ease. Thank you. Thank you, Tom, for your practice, for showing up. You show up, you do all the work. I serve, and the community serves as the doula to support the practice that arises. So thank you for showing up. We have also some greetings and thank yous on YouTube. Yeah, thank you all. Bill offers, had anxious thoughts intrude, wasn't okay with them and couldn't make myself okay. Maybe next time will be better. Yeah, no problem, Bill. Appreciate sharing that. And when you say couldn't make myself okay, there are two ways to interpret that. I'm interpreting that to make yourself okay. Couldn't make myself okay. That could mean couldn't make the anxiousness go away, or couldn't be okay with the anxiousness. So making the anxiety go away, that can be hard. It can be conflictual. So I wouldn't recommend that. The invitation would be to try to be okay, bring kindness, relax the body, invite kindness, this kind awareness of the anxiety as if you're holding it with your practice. So that's the invitation I would have for you, Bill, and for everyone else if anxiety arises next time. So if you want to say anything about that, Bill, you're welcome, or I can move on to the next comment. Okay. I take that as a pass, Bill. And also Vero offers, it has been a sublime experience that has connected me with the goodness of beings. Thanks, Nikki. You're so welcome, Vera. That's beautiful. The sublime experience that has connected you with the goodness of beings. Beautiful. Yeah. Holly offers, feeling everyone meditating together helps me access metta. Oh, beautiful, Holly. That makes me so happy. That's the power of the Sangha. Really the power of the Sangha, practicing with others, really showing up in this way. Yay. Yay. Yeah. And Louise offers, thanks for today. Can focus better than last week. Oh, great. Beautiful. If there is more focus, great. But if there's less focus, great. So it's all okay. It's all okay if we can befriend whatever is happening. Whatever is happening, that is where a sense of freedom comes up. Ilka offers, many thoughts, had monkey mind today. Thank you for holding space. Beautiful. Thanks for sharing that, Ilka. It's monkey mind. Yeah, can we have turn as I was inviting you? And this would be the invitation for all your practice. When, say, you're sitting and there are a lot of intruding thoughts, one option is, or thoughts or anxiety or monkey mind or lack of focus, whatever your wording is, one reaction is to try to make it go away. Go away, go away. You're messing up my meditation. Mary Christine says, I had an entire zoo in my head. Okay, great. All the animals. That's cute. Okay, whether you have an entire zoo, not just a monkey mind. As they arise, one invitation is to become aware of it with kindness, not with like, go away, I'm trying to meditate here. Because if you say, go away, zoo, go away, monkey mind, go away, anxiety, I'm trying to cultivate metta. Well, there is no metta in it. You know, there's conflict, right? There's a conflictual relationship. It's subtle. But that's really what I like to invite you to become attuned to, sense, to become sensitive to. The nature of mind, for whatever reason, because of all the causes and conditions of your life, happens to be in this moment, it's a zoo, or it's a monkey mind, or it's anxiety. It has to be this way. If it could be any other way, it would have been. Whatever has happened in your life today, last week, in the world, all of this is building up to this moment. So adding more insult to injury isn't a way to cultivate metta, even though the mind, that would be the first go-to. So instead, my invitation is, as you practice on your own until the next time we meet on Monday, is to, when the zoo arises, when all of this arises, to first of all, relax the body. Number one, relax the body. Relax the body. Number two, turn your awareness. Become aware of it with kindness. Like, oh, here you are. Hello, zoo. Hello, monkey. Hello, anxiety. Ah, I see you. And invite it to become a part of your meditation as you are aware with kindness of your breath, of your body. Become aware of this. The chances are it might relax. And if it doesn't, then there is no conflictual relationship. It's more of a spacious, you're sitting with the zoo. You can have freedom with the zoo. The idea of this Buddhist meditation isn't to completely shut out all distractions and be quiet and no thoughts. That's not the idea. That might happen, great. May not happen, great. But the idea is to have freedom in the midst of whatever is arising, so that these thoughts, the anxiety, the zoo, doesn't become painful, doesn't become dukkha, suffering. Paul offers sitting with the zoo. Yep, sitting with the zoo. Yes, I like that. Nikki says, I'm not sure if my earlier message was sent. I didn't see an earlier message from you, Nikki, but sometimes I deal with strong indecision, and it's hard to put it aside. Even for small decisions, I have difficulty, and this can come up in meditation, knowing that I have future decisions to make. Ah, I see. So for the meditation specifically, Nikki, especially if other folks have this coming up for them, the invitation is, we, as Albert Einstein said, we can't solve our problems with the same mind that created them. So the same mind that has created this indecision, you can, one cannot make the decision. Well, how should I put it? The invitation for the middle of the practice is to say not now and put them aside, and with decisions, be with your practice, not trying to make decisions in the middle of practice, trusting that when you're being with awareness, with kindness, with your breath, something shifts, something opens up that you can better attend to the decisions afterwards. So that is my invitation for you, to ever so gently tell them not now again, not conflictually, but ever so gently tell this particular animal, thank you for visiting, come here, sit next to me, but not now. So I'd like to, so there's more, let's see. Yeah, I'll let that be for now, Nikki, for you to sit with that and explore that as you are practicing, to invite them to sit. And then one last comment, I'll pull in from you too, from Melanie. I feel more grounded and more present. Wonderful. Happy to hear that. So let's shift, yeah, into our group practice, into our small group practice before time is running short. So the invitation for tonight's small sangha, into small groups practice, the invitation to show up with ease, to show up with ease, not trying to show up as in any particular way or smart or interesting or any particular way, just showing up as showing up with ease and see what shows up. Showing up with ease, showing up with kindness and care for yourself and for others. And let yourself be surprised. Maybe no words come up. Maybe you just sit with these other two wonderful, lovely practitioners in silence and share care for each other. So let's see what comes up. Okay, so I'm going to create the groups now, and if it's not today is not the time for you to be in groups, no judgment, it's all good. See what is right for you. Okay, so here we go. I'm creating the rooms and about to open them. Okay, all right, here we go. Okay, welcome back, everyone. We have a minute for reflections or comments about how the practice with others was, and you're welcome to unmute yourself or put it in chat, and especially if you haven't spoken before, you're welcome. So we have a minute. Go, don't be shy. What came up for you? Kim offers, it was lovely. Oh, that's nice, Kim. Holly offers, so nice to connect with people while in lockdown. Yeah. Thank you, Holly. It is nice. What else? Any other reflections? And you can unmute yourself if anybody is moved to.
The longer I do this, the more I like these small groups. I used to hate them in the beginning. You know, when I only stuck with them because you and Diana seemed to think they were important. But now they're always too short.
Beautiful. Thank you, Neil. That just sounds like a fantastic, I want to quote you. I want to quote you in the future. The participant who just stuck with them, hated them, stuck with them because Diana and I kept bringing them out of the lagoon. Here is a monster. And now, they're too short. They're wonderful. I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that, Neil. They are wonderful. And they're very powerful. And
I want to echo Neil's comment, because even though tonight was very short, you know, I was in a room with Victoria and Holly, and it was just really pleasant just to connect with someone and just talk to them. And whether it was that recovery or the temperature or things like that, it was really wonderful. So I like Neil. I think at first I was like, but now I love them. Thank you. Thanks. It's great.
Thank you. Thank you so much, everyone. This is great. Maybe next time, because what happens is, what we noticed, Diana and I, and also all other teachers, we noticed when we announce groups, the count keeps dropping on Zoom. You know, people just drop. They're like, groups, So next time, maybe before I do groups, I'll invite one of you to say something about groups. There's research, by the way, about doing small groups and this kind of interaction, that people tend to not like them. And then they actually enjoy them when they stay in them. So. Yeah, beautiful. Two last comments, from one from Yuka. It's a pleasure to share love. Thank you for your great love. This is a very beautiful world. Ah, thank you, Yuka. Thank you for your beautiful words and your beautiful love that you share with others in very poetic language. Thank you. And Kathleen, so appreciative of what and who are here. Thanks, Nikki. This hour has meaning. Oh, thank you, Kathleen. Thank you so much for showing up every time. You're regular. Thank you for being a backbone of Happy Hour. So with all of that, I want to thank you all for your practice, for showing up, and for caring for yourselves, for each other, and for all whose lives you touch directly and indirectly. May all beings be well. May all beings be free, including us. Thank you, and have a wonderful weekend. See you on Monday. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.